Well, you can take your Bibles tonight. You can go to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1. It's a title tonight's teaching, Bold as Lions. Bold as Lions. And scientifically speaking, there is a name for every kind of fear. Claustrophobia is the fear of enclosed or tight spaces. Arachnophobia is the fear of spiders. Chromophobia is fear of colors. Papyrophobia is fear of paper. There's even a phobia for phobias. It's called phobophobia. I'm not kidding. So, the world has given names to all kinds of fears, no matter how ridiculous, like paper. But what does the Word of God say? The Word of God says in Proverbs 28, verse 1, the wicked flee, they run away. When no man pursues, they run away from nobody. Nobody's even chasing them. But the righteous are bold as a what? Lion. Bold as a lion. And a wicked person, that's an unbeliever, someone who rejects God, he is a scaredy cat. He runs away when nobody's chasing him. He's just afraid, afraid, afraid. He's a phobia. But he's a scaredy cat. But the righteous are total opposite. The righteous are bold as a lion. A different kind of cat. A bigger cat. Not a scaredy cat, but a lion. So then the question is, are we righteous? I don't know. Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah! We're righteous. So we have every right to be bold as lions. That's what it says. The righteous are bold as a lion. So we have every right to be as bold as a lion. Go to Psalm 34:4. So we don't have to be a scaredy cat. We don't have to have phobophobia. Because we can be as bold as lions. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from a couple of my fears.
No.
Most of my fears.
No.
Not that one about spider stuff. They're creepy. No, it says all my fears. God has delivered us from all of our fears. God is the deliverer. And he delivers us from any and all fears. No matter how big or small, it's God who delivers us. And God hears us, right? I sought the Lord, he heard me. So we just seek the Lord, and he delivers us. Go to Romans 3, verse 21. So we have nothing to be afraid of. Instead, we can be bold like lions. Lions aren't afraid of anything. They're the king of the jungle. Romans 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So everybody has sinned and come short, but we're still righteous. Our sin is not so special that God's righteousness can't reach us. There's nothing that we've done that voids our positions as sons of God. Doesn't matter. We're still righteous. And chapter 5, verse 1, we've been justified freely. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, because being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So because of that, we are at peace with God. We have peace with God. And peace is a state of undisturbed believing. Because we're at peace with God, or because we're justified, we have peace with God. So that's not anything that we can lose. Peace with God means a state of undisturbed believing, a trust and a confidence in God, a trust and a confidence. And that's ultimately what that word boldness means in Proverbs 28:1, a trust and a confidence. When you have confidence in something, when you are sure of it, then you're bold in that thing, right? If you know that you can do something, you are confident in it, then you're bold about it. You have no second thought about doing it. I can do a backflip off the diving board. I know I can do it, so I'm bold about doing it. I don't second guess myself halfway through the air and land on my head, right? We're bold about the things that we're confident about the things that we know. Go to Proverbs 29:25. Proverbs 29:25. And that's what having peace in God means. That we have confidence and trust in Him. We're not thinking to ourselves, oh, does God love me? Oh, does God want the best for me? No, we are sure, we are confident that God does love us, that He does want the best for us. And then we don't have to be afraid. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare. A snare is a trap. Like, think about like a net on the ground. You step in it and you go up into the tree. Or like a bear trap. The fear of man is like that. That's what that brings about. You're stuck. You're just hanging there in the tree. Or your leg's just caught in the trap. But whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be what? Safe. So fear binds and trips us up. But trust, confidence, boldness will protect us. That's what keeps us safe. Right? What keeps us safe from fear, from the things that people would otherwise be afraid of, we are safe because we trust in God. Go to Isaiah 12. A couple books over, Isaiah 12:3. This is not the verse I wanted. I wrote it down wrong. So the verse I wanted says that God is our strength. But that's not what Isaiah 12 says.
Yeah.
Thank you. Behold, Isaiah 12:2. It's one verse too far away. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. So when we trust in God, we can trust in God because He is our strength. He is our strength. It's not that we're so strong. Our confidence isn't in our own ability because we have all sinned to come short of the glory of God. We are, you know, fallible, weak people compared to God. But God is our strength. And with God, we trust in Him and we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be confident in our own abilities. And that's a really good thing because there's a lot of things I'm not confident in my own ability. Right? And I'm sure we all feel this way sometimes in our own lives. There are aspects of our own lives where we're just not confident in those eyes. But we don't have to be. Right? That's not where we want to put our confidence and our trust. Our confidence and trust is in the strength of the Lord. And then it's easy. Then we can feel strong. Go to Hebrews 13, verse 5. I might not know what to do in a situation, but I don't need to, because I trust that God knows what to do. So then I don't have to feel like, oh, I don't know what to do. I can feel like, sure, I'll know what to do because God will show me what to do. That's having trust and having confidence. That's being as bold as a lion. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conversation, the way that you live your life, that's what conversation is, the way you live your life, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. So don't live your life wanting or wishing for more. Be happy with what you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor what?
Forsake thee.
That's why you can be content with what you have, because what do you have? You have God. What else do you need? So we should live our lives like we have God. I don't need anything else. I have God. What do you need? I don't know. We have God. That should be our response. That should be our way of living. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my what?
Helper.
It's God. He's our helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Which is a question in the text. What can God, or what can man do to me? With God on our side, what can man do to me? I have nothing to be afraid of. Proverbs 30, verse 30. So what is it to be as bold and confident as a lion? What does the word of God say a lion is? Proverbs 30, 30 tells us. And if we want results in our life, then this is the stuff that we got to claim and believe. This is the attitude that we have to have. And it's not an attitude of conceit or haughtiness or self-righteousness, but it's an attitude that we are righteous in God. Proverbs 30:30. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turns not away for any. So in terms of the word, a lion is the strongest animal there is. So when God says we can be as bold as lions, that means we can be as bold as the strongest there is. And isn't scared of anything. Turns not away for anything. It doesn't run and hide from anything. And so God wants us to be as bold as a lion. Something with those qualities. Something that we know we have. We're as strong as anything can be. Because it's God's strength. Go to 1 Peter 5. And that's sort of the balance, right? We have to act like we have to know and be confident that we're the best there is. That we're the best there is without behaving like we're better than everybody else. But we can have confidence in God. It's God that makes us strong. It's not ourselves. And this is important because we're not the only ones who like to be lion-like. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, look out, keep a close watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. So the adversary is going to walk about like a lion too. And he roars to try to see if he can find somebody who starts getting scared and starts shaking. But the roar can't hurt you. The roar can't hurt you. No lion has ever roared and killed something. He's jumped on them and eaten them. That's killed them. But he's never roared and killed something. The roar is just there to scare you, to get you to stop, to get you paralyzed. So the devil walks around seeing who's going to get scared. Who is he going to be able to pounce on? So with God, we can be bold as a lion. We can scare the adversary, right? We can scare the adversary by being bold as a lion. Go to Ephesians 3, verse 11. So the roar can't hurt you. We don't have to be afraid. There is no fear when there's confidence in God. Ephesians 3, verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, of Jesus Christ. So, what God did for us in giving us his Son, we now have Christ in us. And in that Christ, we can have boldness. And we have access to God with confidence. Hebrews 4:16 says that we can come boldly unto the throne of grace to find help in time of need. Right? We have access to God. Access to God is what we have. And God wants us to do it with boldness, with confidence. He doesn't want us kind of all moseying up and he wants us to be like, hey God, what's up? Can you help me? Just asking him, coming boldly. Finally, in 1 John 4, verse 4. So that's our right, is to go to God with boldness, with confidence that he wants to take care of us, because he does. I mean, when you think about the access that we have to God the Father, it's crazy town. To be able to talk directly with God and ask him for stuff. And then the next part is to have that confidence that he hears us, that he answers us. So a lot of people talk to God and never expect anything. They just think it's going up in the air somewhere. But we have to have the confidence that we're actually talking to God and he's actually listening to us. Because he is, but we have to believe that. 1 John 4, 4. You, that's you, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he, that's Christ Jesus, he that is in you, than he, the adversary, that is in the world. We are of God, and it's greater in us than the guy who's in the world. So we can have that boldness. We have overcome them. It doesn't matter. You have overcome, no matter what it is. You name it, you've overcome it. Name it, you've overcome it. We can be bold in speaking his word. We can be bold in believing his word. We can be bold in facing and overcoming tribulation. We can be bold in kicking the devil's teeth in. Whatever it is, we can be bold in that. We got something bothering us? We can be bold that we've overcome it. Because we can be bold as lions. We have that righteousness of God.